Light Bright, a toy involving sticking pegs through black paper to allow the light behind the paper to shine through the translucent colored pegs as one pixel of color as a child builds an image of colors. When I first learned about the natal chart of stars that is calculated from your geographic point of birth, I wasn't sure how to see it in a way that I could own as real. Could it actually be a literal expression of a physical reality? We get that the moon has gravity to move our oceans. Many coastal dwellers have seen the power of a supermoon moving the waters farther than usual. An acquaintance with a geotech background recounted an old theory about Jupiter. A scientist in the 50s postulated that Jupiter's relative distance to Earth has a significant effect on global temperature. Jupiter, being 1,300 times larger than Earth by volume, exerts quite the pull. Consider that even our little Luna does her considerable tugging. The theory states Jupiter nearest to Earth pulls us away from the Sun enough to lower temperatures every 50 years. Then opposing that, farther from Jupiter's gravity, Earth sneaks closer to the Sun and temperatures rise. Another cyclical influence to consider, the cosmos impacts us physically. Heart math research by cardiologists has confirmed what the ancients knew well. The heart is an energetic force. This heart energy can extend measurably up to 2 feet from the body. No wonder it is so obvious when another human enters your space. Their possible 2-foot energetic extension meets your possible 2-foot energetic extension 4 feet out. Have you ever walked in the door of your home and you know that no one is home? How about that sense you should call or text and the other person was thinking the same? We are energetic beings and it becomes easy to see in our daily experience. Perhaps the following is not far-fetched at all. A little baby develops safe within their mother's body and her energy field. That moment of birth sees this little package of soft clay imprinted with the energies of cosmos above in that moment of arriving as an individual. Truly, this becomes a physical reality as one looks to the power of the cosmos and our energetic body. Listening to a number of star enthusiasts talk about the reality of each of us living out the energies of the moment of our birth for the rest of our lives, a new thought for me came up. Each of us is the moment of time in which we are born. Our journey, our privilege, is to clarify our soul peg, body, heart, mind, soul, spirit, to allow the highest expression of those energies to manifest through us. As we do this work, that moment in time shines in and through the quantum field, rippling out through time and space, raising the vibration of all that happened or catalyzed in that moment, all who lived, acted, became at that second. If we aren't able to find our true essence, then that pixel of the great work of art remains dull and dark. Think of the frustration experienced as a child finishing a puzzle only to find the last piece is missing. Such is our privilege or tragedy to choose or not to work toward our piece of the picture, shining gloriously through the vector of our enlightenment, our body as the vehicle of our soul's expression. To quote Lorna Bavan, light bright, you, the lifeless peg designed to push through the darkness, releasing the unique colors of your soul as the great light behind shines through you. No one else can do you. Your bright light is an integral, irreplaceable part of the great picture.